So let's look at the ideal today and see what God's Word has to say about it. I know that even though it's been almost 2 weeks since our national election, some are very unhappy on the way it went.
今天就让我们来看看这个想法，看看神的话是怎么说的。我知道尽管美国的选举已经过去将近两周了，但一些人对结果非常的不满意。
Let me just say from a biblical perspective, that's the way of the world and very unhealthy for a Christian. Now I realize many, even in the church, may have struggled with this election, and that's understandable.
那我先说几句，从圣经的角度来看，这就是世界的方式，对基督徒来说非常的不健康。我意识到许多人，甚至在教会中的人，可能都为这次选举感到挣扎，这是可以理解的。
Even Christians can be drawn into the world's methodology. Please don't take that as an offense. That includes all of us.
即使是基督徒也可能被吸引到世界的方式中去，请不要对此感到冒犯，因为这包括我们所有的人。
But still, being an influencer today is a big thing in society. With social media and messages to others, is being an influencer a bad thing, or does it depend on what you're influencing others to?
在今天的这个社会，网红通过社交媒体影响他人是一件很大的事情。作为一个网红是一件坏事吗？还是说这取决于你在影响他人什么？
Currently, there's so much division, especially as we see in this recent election, that people are greatly influenced on how they should look at each other. Unfortunately, it's not only in the news and politics, it's sometimes even in the church.
目前社会上有很多分裂的现象，尤其是在最近的大选中，人对他人的想法、看法受到了很大的影响。不幸的是，这不仅出现在新闻和政治中，有时甚至在教会中也出现。
So unfortunate. Some people are continually pushing others to stay away from their family or their friends, that may have voted differently than they did. Some churches have set their messages overly on political matters. Don't worry about that. That's not my emphasis today.
一些人不断鼓励他人远离那些可能投了不同选票的家人或者朋友，一些教会甚至将他们的信息过于集中在政治问题上，但不要担心，这不是我今天所要讲的重点。
But on the other side, some say you can't say anything about politics in your sermon, which is a plot to keep the church from speaking biblical values. This is because the enemy of Jesus and his churchhas tried to make everything political.
另一方面，有人说你在讲道中不能谈论任何的政治，这是一种阻止教会宣扬圣经价值观的阴谋。这是因为耶稣和他的教会的敌人试图将一切政治化。
This is really true for some overly seeker-sensitive churches that will stay off of any part of the Bible that may offend someone.This is a very dangerous thing for the church.
对于一些过于迎合慕道友的教会来说，这是真的。他们会避开圣经中可能冒犯他人的任何部分，这对教会来说是非常危险的。
I heard a good statement the other day, and I think it's true. We are growing into what we already are. Okay, so...You know, I hope that makes sense. I know some seem to say, I'm forgiven, there's no penalty for my sin, and that's that.
我听到过一句我认为很对的话，我们正在成长为自己的样子。我知道有些人似乎会说，我已经被赦免了，不需要为我的罪付出任何的代价，就这样。
Now that's true, as a Christian, on the final judgment for all sin, you are forgiven, but not the consequences of lingering sin,still in our life. When it comes to submission, you may think, I've submitted to God, and that's all that really matters. I agree.
的确，作为一个基督徒，你摆脱了所有罪的最终审判，但这并不意味着我们生活中持续存在的罪不会带来后果。当谈到顺服时，你可能会认为，我已经顺服了神，这才是真正重要的事情。我同意你说的。
But I think some of us better check our ideal of submission, because many have said partial obedience is disobedience. God defines submission as complete and includes submitting to certain things we don't agree with in society.
但有些人最好检查下他们对顺服的理解，因为很多人说过，部分的顺服就是不顺服。神对顺服的定义是完全的，这包括顺服社会中某些你不赞同的事情。
It's also not just a thing in the past. And let me share with you Ephesians 5, 15 through 18.
这不仅仅是过去的事情，正如以弗所书五章十五到十八节所说的那样。
So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but live like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
以弗所书五章十五到十八节说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白神的旨意如何，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Now this phrase, be filled with the Holy Spirit, could easily be rephrased to say, fully submit to the Holy Spirit. And the verb tense is indicating on a daily basis, day after day. That doesn't just mean when you agree with the way your politics are going or not.
这句话被圣灵充满可以很容易的改写为完全顺服圣灵。并且这个动词的现在时态表明这是每天都需要做的事情，这并不只是指当你的政治观点与你一致或不一致时。
So many will say, how can we get a hearing in a lost society? How can we create an environment for effective evangelism? How can we project a true image of ourselves, more importantly, the image of the God we serve?How can we diffuse and influence a hostile society, a family member or a friend?
许多人会问，我们如何能在一个迷失的社会中被倾听？我们如何能创造一个有效传福音的环境？我们如何展现一个真实的自己？更重要的是，我们所服侍的神的形象。我们如何能缓解并影响一个充满敌意的社会、家人或朋友？
Peter shares some thoughts on God's strategy for maximum influence. If I had to say the main idea of this passage today is, how can we influence our world for Christ? Maybe I have already given you the reason for the title of the message today, to living in submission. So let me now unpack that some.
彼得分享了关于神最大化影响力的策略的一些想法。如果让我来概括今天这段经文的核心思想，那就是我们如何为基督影响我们的世界。也许我已经向你解释了今天信息标题的原因，顺服的生活。现在让我进一步展开。
I think there's one thing that's obvious as we look at this today. If we're to make an impact on our world, we have to love people and participate in life and society. Not as spectators on sideline, but actually players in society.
当我这样说的时候，我认为有一点很明显。如果我们要对我们的世界产生影响，我们必须爱人并参与生活和社会，不是作为旁观者或边缘评论者，而是作为参与者。
So let's break this up into a few sections, and you'll notice in this one common word in each section, which is living. That's what it's about today.
因此让我们将这一主题分为几个部分，你会注意到每个部分都有一个共同的词，生活，这就是关于当下的生活。
Section 1, living as an individual Christian.
第一，作为个体基督徒的生活。
2, living out church life.
第二，活出教会的生活。
3, living our life under government.
第三，在政府之下的生活。
4, living as a servant in prayer.
4, 作为祷告仆人的生活。
And finally, living God's way as Peter summarizes for us in the end.
最后一点是以神的方式生活的总结。
Let's read together 1 Peter 2, 10 through 17, and then we'll pray.
好，我们现在来读那个彼得前书第二章的十到十七节，然后我们祷告。
1 Peter 2, 10 through 17. Once you had no identity as people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I warn you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among the unbelieving neighborhoods. Then, even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when He judges the world. For the Lord's sake, submit to all human authority, whether the king is the head of the state or the officials he has appointed. For the king has sent them to punish those who do wrong and to honor those who do right. It is God's will that your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusations against you. For you are free, yet you are God's slaves. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Respect everyone and love the family of believers. Fear God and respect the king.
好，弟兄姊妹，让我们一起来读一下彼得前书的二章十到十七节的内容。好，我们一起开始。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要警戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们的是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派发赏善的臣宰。因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂不知的人的口。你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人，务要尊敬众人，亲爱教会中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
Let's pray together.
好，我们一起祷告。
Father, I think we need a little help today for your Holy Spirit to lead us and to help us understand some things that may be a little difficult in our world today. So much confusion going on, so many different voices speaking, and many voices speaking against you. So we don't want to be in that area. We want to be your people that listen to your voice and are obedient and serve you and lift up our voices in prayer to you. So give us this time to hear your voice and to understand your thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, section number one, living as an individual Christian or Christians. Verse 10 says, once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people.
我们先看第一点，作为个体基督徒的生活。第十节说，你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。
Let me just say something important about time. There's the past, the present, and the future. And those areas are double-sided. In the past, I used to enjoy several sports. And in the present, I can't. In the future, maybe. We'll see.
时间很重要，过去、现在和未来。这些领域是双面的。过去我喜欢很多运动，现在我做不到了。至于未来，也许吧，我会拭目以待。
On the other hand, once I couldn't keep from sinning, but now I can. Not totally, but to the degree that I let the Holy Spirit lead. However, I have been promised, and I will be fully free from all sin one day.
另一方面，以前我无法避免犯罪，但现在我可以做到。虽然不是完全的，但让我在圣灵领导的程度上，我能够避免。 然而我已被应许将完全摆脱一切罪。
So you see, there's an element of this past, present, future in this message today. I would say, as I'm speaking to you today, it's mostly about living in the present.
今天的信息中包含了过去、现在和未来的元素。我想说的是，当我今天向你们讲话时，这主要是关于当下的生活。
The important thing as I speak to you today is that if you have put your trust and faith in Jesus, you are now part of the only people group that really counts. Here's where it gets a little tricky, because as you already know, as a Christian, you are in the world, but not part of the world.
今天我对你们说的重点是，如果你们已经将信任和信心放在耶稣身上，那么你们现在就成为了唯一一个真正重要的群体的一部分。这里稍微有点复杂，因为正如你们已经知道的，作为基督徒，你们活在这个世界上，但不属于这个世界。
So you probably know there are many clubs or organizations that to be a part of, you have to give up your part in another organization. Another song, I Surrender All, in his presence daily life. Not a partial surrender, but fully surrender.
有许多的俱乐部或者组织，如果你要加入其中一个，就必须放弃属于另一个组织的会员。在赞美诗《一切全线上》中唱着，日日与你不分离，这不是部分的线上，而是完全的线上。
Now, I don't know all the circumstances of worldly citizenship, but I know that 49% of the countries in the world allow dual citizenship, but God doesn't in His kingdom. And we can see this in Ephesians 5:8 and 1 John 2:15 through 17.
我不清楚世俗国籍的所有细节，但我知道有 49% 的国家允许双重国籍，神的国度却不允许双重国籍。正如我们可以从以弗所书5:8和约翰1:15-17中学到的那样。
Ephesians 5:8, For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the world, the Lord. So live as people of light. And on the other side of that is a temporary residence and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires.
以弗所书5:8说，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
John 2:15-17. Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from the world. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever.
约翰一书2:15-17中说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Jesus saved believers by his obedience, suffering, and death, and redeemed them to himself as a peculiar people. So before trusting in that, they are not people formed by God for himself and his praise.
耶稣通过他的顺服、受苦和死亡拯救了信徒，并将他们救赎为他自己的特别子民。因此在信靠他之前，他们并不是由神为自己和他的赞美所造的子民。
Really, at the end of the day, you're either trusting in him or stumbling over him. There's no halfway house here. There's no abstention on this ballot. You can't write for, against, or abstain. An abstention vote is against vote. A no vote in this matter is really a vote against him.
归根结底，你要么信靠他，要么在他面前跌倒，没有中间地带。在这个选票上没有支持、反对或弃权这样的选项。弃权就是反对。在这件事上 没有投票，实际上等于是投了反对票。
Now speaking of verse 11 in our main text today, temporary residents and foreigners is not in a literal sense, though they were in a foreign country, but in a spiritual, mystical sense. They were strangers, not to God and Christ, but to the world, the men of it and the things in it. It was good for them to separate from it spiritually, not physically, but spiritually.
谈到第十一节，寄居和客旅并不是字面意义上的，尽管他们确实在一个异国他乡，但是指属灵和奥秘的意义。他们是客旅，不是对神和基督来说是客旅，而是对这个世界，其中的人以及其中的事物是客旅。他们在属灵上与这个世界分离是好的，但不需要在身体上分离。
I think in the past these verses were wrongly interpreted to suggest Christians should isolate themselves. Some did in monasteries. The truth is, as Peter says here, that the worldly desires can war against our souls. They can't destroy our souls as true believers.
过去我认为这些经文被错误地解读为基督徒应该像一些修道院的人那样与世隔绝。事实上，正如彼得在这里所说，属世的情欲可以与你的属灵征战，但他们不能摧毁真正信徒的灵魂。
However, they can be enemies to the spiritual peace, comfort, and welfare of the soul. They can spoil your inward joy, your spiritual pleasure, but only when you try to do things the world's way.
然而，这些情欲可以成为灵魂属灵平安、安慰和福祉的敌人。他们可以破坏你的内心的喜乐和属灵的乐趣，但这只有在我们试图用世俗的方式行事时才会发生。
Peter's strategy is revealed in these verses today is very different from what's around us. It's a strategy of submission. Okay, where are the flyers we're sending out endorsing the pro-Jesus candidate in our election? Or maybe there's not any, but only pro-Jesus thinking.
彼得从神那里得来的策略与我们周围的策略截然不同，这不是一种顺服的策略。好吧，我们在哪儿分发那些支持选举中亲耶稣候选人的传单呢？哦，也许没有传单，只有亲耶稣的思想。
So that brings us to this section two, living out church life. A wide...circulating, very influential Christian magazine talks about our movement. And if our movement was going to be successful, then what would need to happen in this world would be for us to develop an agenda which would be more successful than the agenda of the other movements which are going on around us.
我们现在提到第二点，就是活出教会的生活。一本广为流传、非常有影响力的基督教杂志谈到我们的运动。如果我们的运动要取得成功，我们就需要制定一个比我们周围其他运动更成功的议程。
Now hear this. The church is not a movement. What Peter has to say here concerning the issue of the church provides no credence whatsoever for much that the church is embracing in our today, especially the Western world.Back to verse 10. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
教会不是一个运动。彼得在这里关于教会问题的论述完全没有支持当今教会所接受许多事情，尤其是在西方世界中。回到第十节，你们从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
What does God say about the church? What does He say about who we are?He says in this 1 Peter 2:9, speaking of the world,
神对教会说了什么？他说我们是谁？他在彼得前书二章九节中提到这个世界时说
1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
彼得前书二章九节说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Now I could say, well, Peter, you didn't have to live in these very confusing times. Oh, really? Peter was living in an environment that was far more wicked and far more threatening to the Christian church.
我自己也可能会说，但彼得不必生活在这些令人困惑的时代。真的吗？彼得生活在一个对基督教会来说更加邪恶和危险的环境中。
He was living under the reign of Nero, who burned Christians like human candles. How would you like to have him for a president?
彼得生活在尼禄的统治下，尼禄像点燃蜡烛一样烧死的基督徒。你想要这样的总统吗？
What Peter is emphasizing here is to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors to honor God. That's a little different strategy than most would dare express.
彼得在这里强调的是要在不幸的邻舍中活得端正，以荣耀神。这是一种与大多数人敢于表达的策略略有不同的方法。
I believe one of the great delusions the devil has penetrated upon the church today, and more so toward the ends of time, is that we can beat the world at its own game, using the same methodology around us. Build the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
我相信魔鬼今天在教会中实行了一大错觉，尤其是到了末世更是如此，就是我们可以用世界的方式战胜世界，用我们周围相同的方法为耶稣基督建造他的国度。
That's not a building that the world can build. That may well be trying to build ourselves up independently from God.
这不是世界可以建造的建筑，这很可能是在试图独立于神之外建立我们自己。
If I'm not mistaken,Lewis is a bit of an architectural engineer. Well, kind of same thing. I think what Peter is telling us today is God is a biological engineer, not only in regards to our DNA level, but also with our structural place in this world. He is building and has built a spiritual house for his people.
如果我没记住的话，路易斯可以告诉你很多关于建筑工程，方面的知识。而彼得将告诉我们，神是一位生物工程师，不仅仅在我们的 DNA 层面，还包括我们在这个世界中的结构性的地位。他正在用人建造，并已经建造了一座属灵的殿。
Now these are ordinary people, just like you and me, not so much special people, though he has made us special in this building of which Jesus is the precious cornerstone.True believers see Jesus as everything. Non-believers see him as nothing, perhaps even less.
这些是像你我这样的普通人，而不是特别的人。尽管他是我们在这座以耶稣为宝贵房角石的建筑中成为特别的，真正的信徒视耶稣为一切，而不信的人则视他为虚无，甚至可能比虚无还要少。
The church, as you trace it through history, has swung between either being isolated fromor absorbed by society in which it finds itself. From times of monasteries being considered to be a place for big time saints.
纵观历史，教会总是在与其所处的社会隔离或被其吸收之间摇摆。有时候修道院被认为是大圣徒的归宿之地。
There have been other times when the church has been so passive that it's indistinguishable from the environment around it.
也有的时候教会会变得如此的被动，以至于与周围的环境毫无区别。
We shouldn't realize and embrace that we are a very, very different people from the world and that the world even understands. That difference didn't come about by our being wiser or more progressive than the average person. No, it is only to honor of God who did it in us.
我们应该意识到并接受我们是一个与世人所能理解的截然不同的群体。这种不同并不是因为我们比普通人更聪明或更进步，不是的，这完全是神在我们里面成就的，为他的荣耀。
Now the world needs to know that if I do live it out in this world and they say, you seem to be a very good Christian person, our reply is the same as Paul's in 1 Corinthians 15:10.
世界需要知道这一点。如果我在世上活出这样的生命，而人们说，你看起来是一个非常好的基督徒，我们的回答应该与保罗在哥林多前书15章10节中所说的一样。
1 Corinthians 15:10 For whatever I am now, it's all because God poured out his special favor on me. and not without results. For I have worked harder than any of the other apostles, yet it was not I, but God, who was working through me by His grace.
哥林多前书15章10节说，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
So where are we today? Well, that brings us to the third point. Living out our life under government. In verse 13 of our main scripture, Peter brings us to this very unreasonable point to submit to all human authority.
那么我们今天处于什么位置呢？让我们来看第三点，在政府之下的生活。第十三节，彼得把我们带到了这个非常不合情理的观点，要顺服一切人类的权柄。
I say unreasonable unless we understand that when we submit to the government, we are actually submitting to the Lord. So Peter is only preaching the same thing that Paul did in Romans 13:1-2.
我说这不合情理，除非我们明白，当我们顺服政府时，我们实际上是在顺服主。因此彼得只是传讲罗马在 传讲保罗在罗马书13章1到2节中所讲的同样的事情。
Romans 13:1-2. Everybody must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished.
罗马书十三章一到二节说，在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
So both Peter and Paul wrote to say this is the will of God that his people should so behave in civil life that our enemies should be entirely confounded and silenced.Have nothing to say against us.
彼得和保罗都写道，这是神的旨意，他的子民应该在世俗生活中表现得如此端正，以至于他们的敌人完全迷惑，并无话可说，无法控告他们。
Now I'm sure many said in Peter's time, don't you realize who Nero is? Don't you realize that Nero is a megalomaniac? Don't you realize that Nero is avowedly against the Church of Jesus Christ?
我相信许多人会说，但是彼得，你难道不知道尼禄是谁吗？你难道不知道尼禄是一个妄想狂吗？你难道不知道尼禄是公开反对耶稣基督的教会的吗？
So Peter is not only saying to submit, but submit in a phenomenal way that people will know you must be doing it for some reason, other reason. And the answer is clear. We are submitting for the Lord's sake and for no other reason.
彼得所说的不仅仅是顺服，而是一种非凡的方式顺服，以至于人们会知道你这样做一定是出于某种不同寻常的原因。答案很清楚，我们是为了主的缘故而顺服，而不是出于其他任何原因。
In this matter, it is God's Word and the Holy Spirit that we need to look at, not the politicizing of our world. Simply put, it is an example of Jesus who provided us.No reason for political or government agitation.
在这件事上，我们需要仰望神的话语和圣灵，而不是这个世界的政治化。简单来说，耶稣给我们的榜样中没有为政治或政府动乱提供任何理由。
Yes, there are wars going on, and we as Christians also have a warfare going on. However, we have 2 Corinthians 10:3 to look at.
是的，现在有战争在进行，而我们作为基督徒也有一场征战。然而，我们有哥林多后书十章三节所说的。
2 Corinthians 10:3 For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does.
哥林多书后章十章第三节说，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。
These are the weapons of our warfare. These are timeless weapons given to the church as we see in Ephesians 6:17.
那么我们真正的武器是什么呢？这些是赐给教会的永恒武器。以弗所书六章十七节说
Ephesians 6:17 Put on salvation as your helmet. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
以弗所书六章十七节说并戴上救恩的 头盔拿着圣灵的宝剑这就是神的道。
Let's make sure that the confusion of men or business terms of our national values do not so overwhelm us that we're unable to think issues through under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
让我们确保人的困惑、商业术语或国家价值观不会如此压倒我们，以至于我们无法在圣灵和神的话语的引导下思考问题。
The only word that you should listen to carefully is the very Word of God.And ultimately, what does that look like? Well, I'm glad you asked.
你唯一应该认真聆听的话语就是神的话语。最终，这看起来是什么样子？我很高兴你提出这个问题。
That brings us to point four, living as a servant in prayer. Verse 16, For you are free, yet you are God's slaves. Let me give you another verse for that in 1 Corinthians 9:19.
因为这涉及到第四点，我们应该作为祷告的仆人而活。第十六节说，你们虽是自由的，却是神的仆人。让我再给你一节经文，就是在哥林多前书的九章十九节。
1 Corinthians 9:19 Even though I am a free man with no master, I have become a slave to all people to bring many to Christ.
哥林多前书九章十九节说我虽是自由的无人辖管然而我甘心做了众人的仆人为要多得人
1 Peter acknowledges that those he is writing to are free men but they are Christ free men and they're free from sin its power and from the condemnation of the law and have free access to God
彼得承认他写信的对象是自由人他们是属于基督的自由人脱离了罪罪的权势以及律法的定罪并且享有亲近神的自由
At the same time he's telling them they're not free to sin and to live in the resentment of the laws of God and men to hate government speak evil of authorities and live against the rules of civil society
与此同时他们并没有自由去犯罪也没有自由去厌恶神和人的律法仇恨政府诋毁权威或违反公民社会的规则
Because they that are free are the servants of Christ and show themselves to be so by submitting and obeying those that are under him and ordained by him and contrary to their liberal liberty Christian libertywhich never was designed to subvert the moral nature or the rules of civil government.
因为那些自由的人是基督的仆人他们通过顺服并听从他之下并由他所设立的权柄来表明自己是仆人而这与他们的基督徒自由相反因为基督徒自由从未旨在颠覆道德本性或公民政府的规则
It makes forGod's glory as well as for the good of man when we submit to things that do not contradict the revealed will of God because in all cases not man but God is to be obeyed first.
当我们顺服那些不违背神启示旨意的事实这既彰显了神的荣耀也造福了人类因为在所有情况下我们首先要顺服的不是人而是神。
So I think this helps clears it up a little bit. This is not to saythat they are to serve the world no matter what it proclaims. If we look at Acts 4:18-20, we can see that.
但这并不是说你们无论在这个世界宣告什么都要顺从。使徒行传四章十八到二十节说的。
So they called the apostles back in and commanded them never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied,Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard.
使徒行传四章十八到二十节说于是叫了他们来禁止他们总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教导教训人 彼得约翰说听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己酌量吧。我们所看见所听见的不能不说。
So at this time their decision didn't imprison them, but they were set on serving God no matter the cost. If we refuse to obey the law, it should not be just for the sake of our rebellion, but priority on serving God only.
当时他们的决定并没有使他们入狱，但他们决心无论付出什么代价都要服侍神。如果我们拒绝遵守律法，这并不应该只是为了叛逆，而是因为优先选择只服侍神。
So this means whatever country is your residence, even though you're passing through, you should pray for the leaders whether you agree with them or not. Pray even if you think they're evil, pray for God to change them from that.
尽管如此，这意味着无论你住在哪个国家，即使你只是暂时的居住在那里，你都应该为领导者祷告，无论你是否同意他们的做法，即使你认为他们是邪恶的，也要为他们祷告，求神改变他们。
Jesus taught this on his command. He taught to give to Caesar the things that are Caesar, but give to God the things that are his.
这是为了耶稣和他的命令，他教导我们该撒的物当归给该撒，神的物当归给神。
So this takes us back to Ephesians 6:18 at this point of this servanthood, and this is a key power that we have.
作为仆人的最终重点在于我们拥有关键的力量，这将带回到以弗所书六章十八节。
Ephesians 6:18 Pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert, be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere.
以弗所书六章十八节说，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，必要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
I would add to that, and I think Peter and Paul would agree, that they have in other verses to pray also for their leaders, for these leaders, not that they would agree with them on everything, but they come to see God's way. Come to see things God's way.
我要补充一点，我认为彼得和保罗也会同意，因为他们在其他经文中提到过，要为这些领导者祷告。不是希望他们事事都与你一致，而是希望他们能与神的方式看待事物。
I heard a good idea the other day. I think we could kind of put this over our mind. If you have stopped speaking to God and stopped listening for His voice, you're in a dangerous place. That's about our prayer life.
前几天我听到一个很好的想法。如果你停止与神说话，也不再倾听他的声音，那你就处在一个非常危险的境地。这关乎我们祷告的生活。
This brings us to the fifth point, which I would call a brief but great summary of these verses.
这就引出了我要说的第五点，我称其为对这些经文的简要但重要的总结。
Living God's way in summary, which is verse 17. Respect everyone.Love the family of believers, fear God, and respect the king.
第五点，以神的方式生活的总结，正如第十七节说的，为要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
We have a choice here. We can hang on to this idea that I only respect those who agree with me also. Also, I only love those that love me or agree even on every point of scripture.I do.
我们在这里有一个选择，我们可以坚持这样的想法，我只尊敬那些与我意见一致的人，此外我只爱那些爱我的人，或者那些在圣经的每一个观点上都与我一致的人。
In addition, I don't like this idea of fearing God. Some would say I have zero respect for this political leader, and I thinkHe's hurting the country, he or she, or even the church.
另外，我不喜欢敬畏神这个概念。我对这个我认为正在伤害国家甚至教会的政治领导人毫无尊敬可言。
So then the question is, do I want to do things God's way, or do it man's way? There's a key part of the summary of God's way. recognizing the new covenant grace of fear which springs from the goodness of God is so central to our faith.
那么问题是，我是想按照神的方式行事，还是按照神的人的方式行事？神方式总结的一个关键部分是认识到新约的恩典之敬畏，这源于神的美善，是我们信仰的核心所在。
Where the fear of God is, there will be due respect shown to all men, more or less, and a hearty and affectionate love to all the saints and brethren, and is a proper regard for those who are set in high places of leadership and power.
有敬畏神的地方，就会多多少少表现出对众人的应有尊敬，并且以诚挚而深情的爱对待所有圣徒，如同弟兄，还会对那些位居高位和掌权的人表现出适当的尊重。
Let me just add a little addendum here, if you will. You know, Peter speaks of being foreigners in this land, and sometimes we talk about immigrants and so forth. I'm just as much a foreigner in this land as anybody. Okay, this is not my citizenship here. My citizenship is in heaven with you.
这里要插入一点，就是。正如彼得所说的，他在世上是客旅。那其实我虽然是一个美国公民，但我觉得我在这个地方也是一个客旅。我的真正的公民的身份是在属天的，是在天堂。
Regarding our love for others in the church, that it also should be a focus, because if it will lead to the way that we influence the world, as shown in Galatians 6:10.
关于我们对教会中其他人的爱，这应该。这也应该是一个重点，因为这会引导我们影响世界的方式，正如加拉太书六章十节说。
Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially in those who belong to the family of believers.
加拉太书六章十节说，所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当如此，更当这样。
We especially express our love to those that are in the same spiritual relationship with God as His people. That's without any difference on account of being of another nation or on this planet.
我们尤其要向那些与我们有相同属灵关系、同为神子民的人表达我们的爱，这与他们属于地球上另一个国家没有任何区别。
So in conclusion, the world needs the influence of men, women, and youth of God.We need that influence in society, our families, and the church. I feel one area to focus on in that is to live in submission as God calls us to.
最后，这个世界需要神的男人、女人和青年人的影响力。我们在社会、家庭和教会中都需要这种影响力。我觉得需要关注的一个方面是，按照神的呼召，活在顺服中。
So,We'll get dismissed a little early today, okay?
我们今天
Let's pray together, though.
我们今天可能提前结束，我们一起祷告。
Father, we could hear this message every day. We could read your word every day and still have so much to take in. And we pray that your word and your will just penetrates our hearts. We don't always understand things easily. We may feel like that we're...different than others or not as good or maybe even better. But at the end of the day, we are your people. That is our place in life. That is our citizenship. That is who we are. We are your people for your purpose. And you have given us to Jesus for that reason. As John 17 says, we are gifts from the Father to the Son.Thank you for that, Father. Help us to live our life that way and to influence others to see that for themselves. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.